A river is a capricious and powerful entity, capable of irrigating fields, but also of destroying everything in its path. A dam can shape it and protect a lower village. But there is a dilemma. If it retains too much water, it risks flooding the upper village. To avoid this, the elders of the two villages, in a diplomatic conversation with civilized evocations of Kakapora, created the position of river guardian, a role that consists of carefully monitoring the water level 24 hours a day and opening the tap at the slightest sign of flooding. It is not a technically difficult profession, but it is very absorbing, very, very lonely. Lonely, celibate, bitter, this is the river guardian, a forgotten man in his post, tormented by deprivation, entertaining himself. He has to stretch his imagination so much that perhaps it is not conversations, but hallucinations that bring Dr. Frederico, a specialist, from his own experience in personality disorders, to the riverbank. The Guardian of the River is an entertaining exercise in schizophrenia made possible by the coexistence of puppets and actors.